Please remain standing and we'll read our sermon text from Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 through 6. You can find that on page 1177 in the Pew Bible. Hebrews chapter 8, starting at verse 1. Hear God's holy and inspired word. Now, this is the main point of the things we are saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord erected and not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it is necessary that this one also have something to offer. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are priests who offer gifts according to the law, who serve the copy and the shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, "See that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain." But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. Amen. You may be seated. And please pray with me. Father, we thank you that we have such a high priest, the Lord Jesus. And thank you that he is the mediator of a better covenant based on better promises. Thank you for these blessings. Give us grace now as we unpack them from your word. And we pray that we would be encouraged, edified, built up, and sent out to be your witnesses. Thank you, Lord, for these blessings. And we ask a blessing on each one here. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. One of the main ideas in this book of Hebrews is that we have all we need in Jesus. We have all we need in Jesus. And that cannot be diminished, nor can it be improved upon. And so the question is, do we believe it? Do we believe? And do we trust Jesus to meet all our spiritual needs? And so that's what we need to believe. We need to believe that we have all we need in Jesus. Again and again, the author of Hebrews makes the point, and I think this is the main point, that Jesus is better. He's better than the copy. He's better than the shadows. He's the real deal. And we have all we need in him. Amen? Amen. He's far better than any earthly priest and far better than any supposed earthly savior. And so each week we want to come and look at some aspect of Jesus being our Savior, to find out that he truly is the high priest that meets our needs. As it said last week, we read in Hebrews 7:26 says, "For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens. And so we have such a high priest seated in the heavens before God at his throne. And so we don't need an earthly high priest because we have one who's seated in the heavens. Amen? And this is the main point. It's interesting that we've been reading through Hebrews, and we're in chapter 8, and we come to the main point. But that's how the inspired writer worked his way up to this point. So we have such a high priest seated in the heavens. We also find that he is the minister or the servant of a heavenly sanctuary. Not a copy, not a shadow, as it says in verse 5, which is what the sanctuary, the original tent that was made in the wilderness, that was a copy where Moses was told, be careful that you make everything according to what is shown you on the mountain. And then when Solomon built the temple, and then Herod built the next temple after that, all they were doing was making copies and shadows of the heavenly sanctuary. And here we find Jesus serves in the original, not the copy. And right now, he is serving in the real sanctuary in heaven, interceding for you and for me, praying on our behalf, and he always lives to intercede for us. Hallelujah. He's the minister of the true tabernacle, the heavenly sanctuary, and the true tabernacle. Now, when I first read this about him being the minister of the sanctuary and the true tabernacle, I thought they were talking about the same thing, but it's actually two different things. The sanctuary is the sanctuary in heaven, but the true tabernacle is actually his body, because the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. Dwelt among us. How does he dwell among us? He dwells among us in his body, the church. And so, in a true sense, this church is a temple because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of God dwells in us. And thank you, Jesus, for indwelling us individually. So you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, but then we can also say, y'all are, you plural, together are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so we get to see, as we gather together, something of the body of Christ as we gather, because each of us have different aspects of Christ's likeness and the gifts of Christ. And so together, collectively, we are an expression of the body of Christ. And so Christ is the minister of the true tabernacle, his body. Amen. We also find in our passage that Christ has obtained a more excellent ministry based on a better covenant and better promises. Where does it say that? It says that in verse 6. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch he is also mediator of a better covenant, which is established on better promises. And so Jesus is that mediator par excellence. He is the perfect prophet, priest, and king. And the focus here is on his high priesthood. And here it says that it is better. The word translated better comes from a Greek word that can be translated stronger. And so there is a strength in this blessing, in this covenant, in these promises that are better than the old. And we saw in Jeremiah chapter 31, which we read earlier. Some of you missed that if you came in later. So you missed a little bit of the word there. We can go back to Jeremiah 31. And read that. Jeremiah 31:31, where the prophet gives us this promise. He says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant, which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord." There wasn't a problem with the covenant. The problem was with God's people and their weakness and their sin. And so there was a need for the covenant to and the law of God to be more than external. It needed to be inside them. And so he says in verse 33, "But this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts." And so the promise is that the covenant won't be external, it'll be internal, be inside us through the Holy Spirit indwelling us. And so Jesus does become the minister of a more excellent ministry based on a better covenant and better promises. In the words of Ian Hamilton, "In Christ, everything is better." Amen. That's something to remember as you study Hebrews. You find out that in Christ, everything is better. So Christ is better than the angels, and better than the prophets, and better than Moses, and better than the high priesthood, and so on. So he has obtained a more excellent ministry based on a better covenant and better promises. And then through Jesus, we have the triple promise of the new covenant. The triple promise of the new covenant. And where do we see that? Well, back to Hebrews chapter 8. And here our author is quoting from Jeremiah 31, but we can pick up in Hebrews 8:8, where he says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and I disregarded them, says the Lord." And then verse 10, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor, and none his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds, I will remember no more. So here we have the triple promise of the new covenant. First part is we all get to know God from the least to the greatest. Not just the priests, but all God's people get to know him in the new covenant. Amen. Secondly, we all have his law written on our hearts and minds. And so the law goes from being external to being internal by the Holy Spirit. And then thirdly, we all have our sins forgiven. And so our sin is removed by a better sacrifice. It's not just a placeholder. In the Old Testament, there were animals sacrificed and blood poured out as a placeholder, pointing ahead to the perfect sacrifice that would take away sin once and for all. Those lambs, rams, goats, bulls that were sacrificed, all pointed ahead to the one perfect sacrifice of Jesus on the cross to take away our sin. And so, beloved, we all have our sins forgiven and removed from us as far as the east is from the west, because there is a better sacrifice through the Lord Jesus. And so, thank God for the triple promise of the new covenant. Thank God that we all get to know him. And thank God that we all have his law written on our hearts and on our minds by his Spirit. And thank God we all have our sins forgiven and removed by a better sacrifice. Amen. And so, beloved, we do have all we need in Jesus. We have such a high priest seated in the heavens. We have a minister in the heavenly sanctuary, not the copy or the shadow, but the real deal in heaven. Jesus is always living to intercede for you and for me. And he's a minister of the true tabernacle, his body. And he's obtained a more excellent ministry based on better promises and a better covenant. And we have that triple promise of the new covenant. We know God, he's written his law in our hearts, and all our sins are forgiven. And so let's give thanks. Let's draw near to God, because we have all we need in Jesus. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, our Father, for these various aspects of the gospel. Thank you that we have all we need in Christ. Thank you that he is better, and he is the best. With regard to salvation, with regard to drawing near to you. And so we pray, Lord, that we would draw near and know that we have welcome and that we can know you personally and truly. Thank you, Lord, for these blessings. And we pray that we would grow in this grace and in this knowledge. And we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.